Welcome to the Derek Loudermilk Show. This is episode 388, a solo round, and I'll be sharing some of my favorite metaphysical techniques that I've learned on my metaphysical quest. That is a quest to try 100 different healing, esoteric, and metaphysical techniques. And I created an episode about a year ago where I shared some of the lessons that I had learned on this quest. And at this point, I've tried more than 90 of these different practices. And people have been asking me, what are your favorites? What are the most impactful ones? Which ones do you use every day? And so I thought I'd create another episode to talk about some of the most powerful techniques that I've encountered along the way. So we'll start with applied kinesiology or muscle testing. And this is so simple. It's very foundational, but this is a fantastic practice that anybody can learn in a matter of a few minutes, and then you can perfect, you know, over a few days. And basically it's a way of discerning absolute truth or falsehood of something. They originally discovered this in the world of psychology. They found that muscles, first they were pressing down on someone who would hold out their arm, and someone would press down on the arm, and they found that the arm would stay strong. They wouldn't be able to press it down if something was good for the body, like a food or a drug or something like that was going to be beneficial to the body, and the arm would go weak, and they wouldn't be able to hold their arm up and resist the pressure if something was bad for them, like if they were allergic to something or if something was a toxin or something like that. Anyway, they've since expanded this over the last 50 years and found that through simple mechanisms, there's, you know, you can press down on an arm, you can lock your fingers together and try to break them apart. Some people use a method that's like either rocking forwards or backwards, but your body will always tell you in the same way something that's true or beneficial, and also in the same way something that's false or not beneficial to the body. The premise here is that everything is quantum entangled, and your organs, your muscles already know exactly what's true and what's not true, and they simply have this repeatable pattern of going weak when something is not true. But this is fantastic because you can use it in almost any application. We use it with all these other techniques, breathwork techniques, meditation techniques, healing techniques, emotional techniques, you name it. It's fantastic to have a testing mechanism, something that will always tell you true or false, yes or no. So I consider this as a foundational piece. If you're going to try any of these other metaphysical techniques that I'm talking about, applied kinesiology, muscle testing is one of the first things you should learn. The second thing that I'll talk about here is this group manifestation protocol that I've created. But really, any group intention setting, group prayer, group manifestation amplifies what it is you're trying to create. What I did was with the mastermind that I run, the business entrepreneurs that I coach, we adapted Lynn McTaggart's Power of Eight healing manifestation, where you take eight people and all share the same intention. You send the intention to the person you're trying to heal. We basically adapted that to business outcomes or organizational outcomes. So if you're trying to create an event or a product launch or trying to get on TV or something that's important and significant and you want help manifesting it with a group of people, you know, we've done this even for like getting my friend's wife who's Iranian to successfully immigrate to the country, to all, you know, things having to do with COVID, to successful, you know, six-figure launches. The reason why this is so powerful is because one person intending for something to happen, right? That's the power of one unit of consciousness, but it is exponentially amplified when you have a whole group of people all intending for the same outcome. And what we discovered is that each person will go around after we do like a 15-minute session where people are all intending for this one future outcome to manifest into reality. And people will share their experience, and they will often have insights or clairvoyant downloads or precognitive sort of understanding how this is going to work. Like, okay, you want to have a successful TV show, but you don't even really know where to start. Sometimes that information will show up in the group when we do this intention setting, and it's helpful for the person to continue on their path. You know, it gives them the next few steps or the next few dominoes or key people they need to meet or key things they need to learn, or even here's what you're going to be wearing the first time you go on stage. You know, you're going to be wearing white or green or whatever it may be. So it's a really intriguing practice that not only boosts the whatever it is, you know, the thing that we're trying to manifest, but there's a rebound effect. All the people that are intending for this, whatever they are wanting to manifest seems to accelerate as well. So it's like whenever you're giving, you're receiving. So it's fantastic for entrepreneurs because we're all trying to create something. And this is a way of kind of like you're helping someone else get what they want, but it helps you get what you want at the same time. And then probably the third important one is dream work. That is learning to remember your dreams, to use your dreams for information, for guidance, for finding customers, for getting things done. There's so much that can be done in dream time because you're not bound by the laws of physics and you have access to much more of the totality of what's possible for you. So you essentially can send your subconscious, your double, so to speak, to go and do anything you want in dream time. Anything you can imagine, it's possible to go and do in dream time. And so this is a huge, again, for entrepreneurs, it's a huge productivity hack. You're working all night long on getting stuff done, especially things that you might not be able to achieve during the day. So to get started here, it's really important just focus on remembering your dreams first, write them down as soon as you wake up, and then you can start interpreting them. Then you can start seeing what the symbolisms of your dreams are, and eventually you can progress into lucid dreaming where you have control and awareness over your dreams, and then you can really make a lot of stuff happen. All right, so those are some of my three favorites out of 90, right? It's really hard to pick, but here's some recent ones. And you know, once I started sharing this with people on social media, lots of people have been chiming in and saying, oh, here's a practice that I can teach you. And, you know, we'll do a session in that. So some of the recent ones we did, emotion code was really impactful for my family as a whole. So I'll share a little bit about that. So my son, who's now six, he had a terrible fear of dogs, basically 10 out of 10. Couldn't be near them, had to be 100 feet away from dogs, and it would be really emotionally disturbing, you know, because we walk in the park sometimes and there's lots of dogs out. And we were going to visit my in-laws for Thanksgiving, and there was going to be at least two large dogs there, potentially five. It was going to be pretty important to try to do something, right? We thought about hypnosis, and then my friend raised her hand and she said, I am an emotion code practitioner and I think I can help you. And so she was testing for something. And so there's a book called Emotion Code you can check out. We've read the book. This technique, Emotion Code, uses muscle testing to help dial in or focus in on exactly what the problem is. And my understanding of Emotion Code is that there are these charges, these emotional charges that build up and are stored in the body or the mind-body-spirit complex. That in this case, we're forming a wall, what's called our heart wall of emotional charges between my son and his relationship with dogs so that he couldn't have a good relationship with dogs. And so this heart wall needed to be dissolved or deconstructed or integrated or transmuted. And, it turns out there were 38 different emotional charges that all had linked together to create this wall. And it was things that had happened to him in this lifetime, such as when he was a toddler, you know, this huge dog came right up and barked in his face and knocked him over. Very scary. there were charges that had been picked up from his family, you know, my wife and I, and various other people in his life. But most of them, many of them, were from past lives. And the emotion code practitioner could test for all of these things. And then she was able to clear them all out. And overnight, basically immediately after the session, his fear of dogs completely disappeared. He went from being 10 out of 10 fear to neutral about dogs. He, you know, he doesn't love them, but he's totally okay with a really big dog coming up and touching him, which is phenomenal. It's a huge difference. And to see such an overnight shift, just really blew me away that emotion code, is so powerful and really works. I was also surprised that so many things, didn't have anything to do with his experience in this lifetime, but he had brought them from other incarnations. Next, I'm going to tell you about a system that a friend of mine, Vicente, has created. It's called Divine Benevolence. That's what he's calling it. But he offered me a free session. And basically, it's him just witnessing and asking questions for energy to flow in a certain way. So what struck me about this technique was that he would ask things like, can Derek experience the rapid manifestation of XYZ, or can we have the fullest possible range of new exciting experiences in this thing that Derek's asking for? But he was using questions to basically ask the universe, what's possible to experience, and can we have this? And it just really reminds me of the importance of a, you know, fully intended question. And the question itself, when you ask the universe a question, you know, in prayer or intention, meditation, whatever, the question opens up a portal or a container for the universe to fill. So if you frame the question properly, if you ask for guidance, or if you ask for an experience, the universe will fill that container with the appropriate answer to that question. So be very intentional about how you frame questions. And what was really cool is that Vic said, why don't we program a candle? Why don't we play around and see if we can program a candle, and you can light this candle every day and sort of think about your questions, your intentions. And one of the things we did was we programmed the candle for health of everyone in my household. But I was thinking specifically of my cat at the time, because he had developed this large lump, like a tumor or something like that, on his side of his ribs. And I was like, I was really hoping that he was going to be okay. So we programmed this candle. Basically, Vic did it silently with his own intention, but I sort of wrote on the side of the candle, you know, here's what I'm going to be focusing on. And I did this only one single day. I was intending to practice every day, but after the first day, the tumor on my cat was completely gone. So it had, 4-inch long tumor, went away completely. So really dramatic experience. And the key here is the focused question asking, just asking for what you want and asking to show, you know, having the universe show what is possible to experience. Another technique that we have been using a lot in my family is something called Jinshin Jitsu. And Jinshin is essentially is mapped out these different energy locks on the physical body. That is points like acupressure points or acupuncture points in the energy meridians of the body. And all you have to do is you have to just touch them for 36 breaths. In and out breathing. And so they could be touching your heel or the back of your head or your collarbone or, you know, your hip bone. You know, there's different places and they're all mapped out. This tradition is hundreds or thousands of years old. It's a Japanese tradition. And essentially these energy locks, they call them safety energy locks. They control the flow of energy throughout the body for safety. But if energy gets stagnant, then you'll experience things like headaches or getting sick or, you know, weakness or arthritis, like basically any health outcome, there's some component of the improper flow of energy through the body. So you can rapidly, you know, cure a headache in 36 breaths with this by holding onto the base of your thumb, for example, or the heels. When I was sick with the flu a couple weeks ago, you know, I would, instead of always taking ibuprofen or Tylenol or something like that, I would reduce my fever by holding these safety energy locks. So there's a lot of fantastic implications, and it's just a really simple technique to do. You just learn what spots to hold onto, and you know, whatever your ailment is, you can just look it up. You can even look it up on YouTube probably. You just learn what spots, you hold them for a while, which is like 5 minutes, and then you're good to go. So that is called, again, Jin Shin Jitsu. And you can get a book about that that shows you all the stuff. Finally, I want to talk about this this project that I've been working on, which is basically bringing together lots of these different techniques, modalities that I've tried. It's called the Five Rivers Healing Project. We started it on the solstice at the end of 2022. And it's a combination of a large crystal grid. Basically, we want to bring peace to St. Louis. I live in St. Louis. It's a very violent, dramatic history city with a lot of disturbing history. And we want to make it a more peaceful and harmonious place. And we're doing that through both setting up this crystal grid, but also doing these ceremonies with the rivers, with the land itself. So we're going to need to combine telepathy so we can talk to the land. We're going to need to have an understanding of science, you know, quantum mechanics and how crystals work and monatomic elements. There's group manifestation. You know, we had people from around the world sharing their prayers and their intentions and their channeling and their healing and their Reiki for this project. We'll be going physically to these different sites. Like, we started at the confluence of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers for the, you know, to kick this project off. So we'll be doing it in person. We'll also be doing it remotely, meeting online to collaborate. And of course, if you're listening to this and you feel like you want to collaborate or participate in some way, you're welcome to, you know, just send me an email or, you know, hit me up on Facebook. You know, there's elements of studying maps and using pendulums to try to understand what parts of the whole region need healing the most. Or, you know, we've set up a holographic reality projector, which is taking a small bit of Earth and having that represent holographically the whole area that we're working on. So this is a bigger project that allows me to pull in all these different techniques and use, you know, science, creativity, metaphysics, healing, group manifestation work to try to heal the city and you know, benefit all the people of this region. And really, if we're working on the healing waters, or if we're healing the waters, these rivers, right, the Mississippi and the Missouri are two of the biggest rivers in the world. They're really connected to the whole, all the water on the planet. So, you know, water stores information, crystals store information, our mind can link with water and crystals, particularly quartz, to learn, transmit, transduce all different types of information. So there's a lot of science to back this up, which is, you know, it's exciting for me because it gives a way in for people like me who are often overthinkers, but really it's a mysterious project too. Like, I don't know where it's going to go, but it has the potential to be really magical and fantastic and have big results. So yeah, that's the sort of my capstone project or my thesis project for this whole quest, if you will. Anyway, thanks for joining me today. Hopefully you learned something about maybe a technique you hadn't heard of before. Feel free to go over to my website, check out the whole list so far. I'm recording this in January of 23. There's 93 different techniques that I've tried. I expect I'll probably hit 100 before the end of this year. And at that point, the quest will be complete. but I probably will, you know, keep trying things if they, the opportunity presents itself. But feel free to let me know if you've had a similar experience or if there's one you absolutely think I have to try. People have recommended over 100 more techniques that I've never heard of. But if you have one that you think is the cat's meow, is the very best metaphysical technique or most powerful or most interesting or most unique, whatever it may be, also feel free to either comment, send me an email, or again, connect with me on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.